This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Cancer spreads more in middle age than in very old age, melanoma study shows. Editorially reviewed by Prof. G. Pkakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Melanoma may not become steadily more dangerous with advancing age, as scientists once assumed, according to new research that challenges long-held beliefs about cancer biology. Researchers found that cancer spread was lowest in young mice, surged dramatically in middle-aged mice, and then unexpectedly dropped again in very old mice, suggesting that age-related cancer risk follows a more complex pattern than previously understood. Key takeaways: cancer spread peaked in middle-aged mice rather than continuing to increase with age. Very old mice showed lower rates of metastasis than middle-aged counterparts. Special immune cells that keep cancer dormant may explain the protective effect in extreme old age. Study at a glance lowest spread in very old mice compared to middle-aged mice with melanoma. Cancer spread risk by age group: metastasis rates across different life stages in melanoma study. Middle-aged, highest, young, moderate, very old, lowest. Source: Science Daily Research Report, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Middle age shows unexpected cancer vulnerability. The research team discovered that melanoma metastasis followed a surprising age-related pattern that contradicts conventional medical wisdom. According to the study published in Recent Research Findings, cancer spread was not highest in the oldest animals as expected, but rather peaked during middle age before declining again in very elderly mice. This finding challenges the widely accepted belief that cancer risk increases linearly with age. The National Cancer Institute has long documented that cancer incidence rises with advancing age, but this new research suggests the relationship between aging and cancer aggressiveness may be more nuanced than previously understood. Immune system changes drive age-related protection. The key to understanding this unexpected pattern appears to lie in age-related changes to the immune system, particularly involving specialized immune cells that help maintain cancer dormancy. According to the research team's analysis, these immune cells become more effective at preventing cancer spread in very old age, creating a protective effect that counteracts other age-related vulnerabilities. The researchers focused on a specific type of immune cell that helps keep cancer cells dormant and prevents them from establishing new metastatic sites. This mechanism suggests that while the immune system generally weakens with age, a process known as immunosenescence, certain protective immune functions may actually strengthen in extreme old age. Clinical implications for cancer treatment strategies. These findings could have significant implications for how oncologists approach cancer treatment across different age groups. The research suggests that middle-aged patients with melanoma may face higher metastatic risk than previously recognized, while very elderly patients might have natural protective mechanisms that could be leveraged therapeutically. The discovery also raises questions about current cancer screening and treatment protocols. If middle age represents a period of heightened vulnerability to cancer spread, this could inform recommendations for more intensive monitoring during this life stage. Researchers noted that understanding these age-specific immune mechanisms could lead to new therapeutic approaches that harness the protective effects observed in very old mice. Future research and therapeutic targets. The research team plans to investigate whether similar age-related patterns occur in other cancer types beyond melanoma. Understanding the specific molecular mechanisms that drive increased protection in very old age could unlock new treatment strategies for patients across all age groups. Scientists are particularly interested in identifying the exact immune cell populations and signaling pathways responsible for the protective effect observed in elderly mice. This knowledge could potentially be translated into therapies that activate similar protective mechanisms in younger patients facing cancer spread. For more insights into emerging cancer research, researchers continue to explore how aging affects cancer biology. Cancer spread was lowest in young mice, surged in middle-aged mice, and then dropped again in very old mice, with immune cells playing a crucial role in cancer dormancy. Research Team, Multiple Institutions, Science Daily, 2026. What this means for patients: age-specific cancer risk may be more complex than previously thought, with middle-aged individuals potentially facing higher metastatic risk than very elderly patients. For clinicians, treatment strategies and monitoring protocols may need to be adjusted based on age-specific risk patterns, particularly for middle-aged melanoma patients. For policymakers, cancer screening programs and resource allocation may benefit from considering age-specific vulnerability patterns rather than assuming linear risk increases. Frequently asked questions: why does cancer spread more in middle age than in very old age? The research suggests that specific immune cells that help keep cancer dormant become more effective in very old age, creating a protective effect against metastasis that counteracts other age-related vulnerabilities. Does this apply to all types of cancer or just melanoma? This study focused specifically on melanoma in laboratory mice. Researchers are now investigating whether similar age-related patterns occur in other cancer types, but more research is needed to determine broader applicability. How might this change cancer treatment for different age groups? The findings suggest that middle-aged patients may need more intensive monitoring for metastasis, while very elderly patients might have natural protective mechanisms that could be leveraged therapeutically, though clinical applications require further research. This research opens new avenues for understanding how the aging process influences cancer progression and may lead to more personalized, age-appropriate treatment strategies. As scientists continue to unravel the complex relationship between aging and cancer biology, these findings provide a foundation for developing therapies that work with the body's natural age-related protective mechanisms. Source: Why Cancer Spreads More in Middle Age Than in Old Age.